is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 6th chapter, text number 2, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 2nd, 1975, in Vrindavan, India.
Jatahi purushasya iha Vishnu pado pasarpanam jadesa sarva bhutanam priya atme saraswati. This is called sambandha jnana. There are three things: sambandha, avidhya, and prayer. Sambandha means, first of all, we have to establish what is our relationship with God. This is called sambandha jnana. Any Vedic literature, it is dealing with three things: sambandha, avidhya, and prayer. Everywhere in our relationship with mundane world, you are American. So American means sambandha, the relationship. You have got intimate relationship with the country known as America. This is called sambandha. Unless you know what is your relationship with America, there is no question of fighting for America, because the relationship is there. Similarly, in any country, this is of course artificial, man-made sambandha, externally. But the principle to know, first of all, our relationship, then act accordingly, and then the purpose for which we establish relationship, that is, obtain. A businessman, he enters into business contract with another businessman. The agreement is there that we shall transact business as purchaser or seller, as agent or as principal. This is called sambandha. If we do not know what is our sambandha, relationship with God, then why one should be interested to worship God? There is no question. Therefore, sambandha jnana is the first principle to understand. Sambandha jnana, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, what is the position between the living entities and the Supreme Lord? In the Vedas it is stated, nitya nityanam chetana chetananam Eko jo bahunam vidudhati kaman. We are related with God because He is the chief leader, nitya nityana. We are all nityas, eternal, and He is the chief eternal. From eternal, chief eternal, the small eternals come. Just like the sun is the big illumination, and the sunshine is coming from the sun, the small bright particles. It is also individual. But because it is atomic molecules, we cannot see differently. We see simply the illumination. But it is combination of bright particles, the sunshine. In this way, Nitya Nityana, Krishna is the big, bright subject, and we are small particles coming from Krishna. Mamaivaṃsu jīva-bhūtam. It is perpetually, you are connected. Just like the sun and the sunshine is perpetually connected. Similarly, we are also perpetually connected. Take it anywhere. Krishna and Vishnu, the Supreme Father, and we are all sons. Sarvajoni sukauteya sambhavanti murtaya ja tasang mahajani brahma aham abhijapadu. He is the Supreme Father. And as the Father and the sons are related eternally, we cannot be separated. There may be misunderstanding between the Father and the Son. But the Son is always the Son, and the Father is always the Father. That cannot be separated. So our present material condition of life means that we are forgotten of our relationship with God. This is our problem. Therefore, people are, some of them are agnostic, some of them are atheist, some of them are this, that, so many. They want to forget God. They are already forgotten. And on account of their forgetfulness, their condition by nature, the Father wants the sons may come back, and the sons have forgotten the Father. Therefore, the Father comes as incarnation. Yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bhara. Tadātmānam sujāmaham. Why Krishna comes? Not only he comes, he senses so many incarnations. Some of them are saṅsa, some of them are vibhinnāṅsa. Everyone is coming here to canvas, to get back the sons back to home, back to God. In different countries, in different atmosphere, the business is going on to re-establish the lost or forgotten relationship with God. This is going on. Here Prahlāda Mahārāja recommended in the first verse, kumāraṁ ācarīt prāgva dharmāna bhāgavatāniya. From the very beginning of childhood, one should be trained up to act according to the Bhagavad Dharma. That is real life. But instead of Bhagavad Dharma, they have created so many false dharma. So many. That is our mistake. Real dharma is Bhagavad Dharma. Relationship with God. You may call it Bhagavad Dharma or the occupational duty in relationship with God. That is compulsory. You cannot say that I do not need it. No. That is compulsory. If you are not in Bhagavad Dharma, then you are misled. That is described dharma prodhita koitavata. Where there is no question of to understand the relationship with God, that kind of religious system is bogus and cheating. Dharmantu sākṣād bhagavat pranita. This is the purpose. Therefore it is said, why Bhagavad Dharma should be learned or one should be trained up in Bhagavad Dharma? Because, yatāhi Purushasra, of all living entities. Purushasra, iha, Vishnu Padu Pusatpana. Vishnu Padu Pusatpana means the same thing as you say, back to home, back to God. Vishnu is the original Lord or our Father. We have expanded. Mamai Vāṅsa Jīva Bhūta. Every living entity is part and parcel of Vishnu. And they are separated, not separated, but given freedom to serve Vishnu. To serve does not mean no freedom. It is not dull stone. Every living being, just like you are trying to serve the cause of Krishna consciousness, it does not mean that you have no freedom, you are like stone. No, you have got freedom. But you are utilizing the freedom how to render best service to Krishna. That freedom is required. You must have freedom, otherwise it is a dull stone. We have constructed this temple with freedom, that the temple should be constructed in this pattern, in this fashion, it should be decorated like this. So it is freedom. But that freedom is not misused. It is used for the service. How best service we can render? This is the proper use of freedom. And when you misuse the freedom, then it is maya. That is called maya. Therefore, our freedom should be how to become fully engaged in loving service of the Lord. Vishnu Padu Pasatvanam. Yatahi Purushasraiha Vishnu Padu Pasatvanam. Why? It is still further explained. Yadesha Sarva Bhutanam Priya. Vishnu is very dear to us. Same example. Father and the son. The son is dear to father and the father is dear to the son. At least so long the child is not grown up to rebel against the father and mother. Just like the small child lying down on the lap of the mother, it does not know anything except mother. So as soon as mother is not there, it begins to cry. Because very, very dear. Mother is very dear. Similarly, the child is also very dear to the mother. This is natural relationship. So, we being part and parcel, what is this child? The part and parcel of the mother. From very small body, the child has grown. That means the mother has given the body of the child. Therefore it is part and parcel. What is child? From the mother's body, it has developed and then it comes out and develops again, go on. So, yadesha sarvabhutanam priya. Therefore child is, because part and parcel, therefore the child is very dear to the mother and the mother is very dear to the child. Priya. Priya means very, very dear. So similarly, our relationship with Vishnu is very, very intimate, very, very dear. It is not ordinary relationship. That is the meaning. You cannot give up your very dear friend, very dear father, mother, or servant. There are so many relationships. Santa, Dasa, Sakha, Vatsalya, Madhurya. In different relationships, Krishna is very dear to us, and we are also very dear to him. You have seen the Krishna's picture. He is patting the small deer, because animal or man, everyone is dear to him. And for animal or man or everyone, Krishna is very dear. This is our relationship. So this artificial way of life for getting our relationship with Krishna is condemned, therefore. Rati vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu. Durasayaji vahirattamane. Here in this material world, it is a struggle for existence. Manah shashthani indriyani pratitisthani karasati. Simply struggle to become happy. Why this struggle? Because they have forgotten that Vishnu is, or Krishna is very, very dear to him. He, instead of accepting Vishnu as very dear to him, he is accepting the Maya as very dear to him. This is the fault. Therefore, he is not happy. Therefore, he struggles for existence. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says that Jadesha Sarvabhutanam. Sarvabhutanam. Not that Krishna is very dear only to the human being. No. Sarvabhutanam. Because the relationship is very thick and thin. So Krishna is also very dear to every living entity. We have forgotten that. Just like the master and the servant, crude example, the dog loves the master because he knows the master gives me to eat. He feels obliged. The master takes care of the dog, and the dog is very much anxious to serve the master. Similarly, ekojo bahunam vidudhati kamam. Why our relationship so in? Because Krishna is supplying all the needs of life. Ekojo bahunam vidudhati. We require so many things, but who is supplying? Supplying Krishna. Krishna is supplying food to the small ant, and Krishna is supplying food to the big elephant. Unless Krishna supplies, there is no food. If Krishna does not supply, if there is no production for your subsistence, then how will you live? So ekojo bahunam vidudhati kamam. Therefore, our relationship is very intimate, not only mine, but everyone, every living entity. Jadesha sarvabhutanam priya. Atma, self. Say, everyone's self means himself, the spirit soul, is very, very dear. Just like if there is some danger, immediately, then we shall leave this place immediately and try to save our body from the danger. Why you are trying to save your body? Because it is very dear to me. Why it is so dear? Because I am living within this body. So I love my body because I am living within the body. Anywhere you take, you love your house, love your home. Why? Because you are living there. So you are loving yourself. Then, why you are loving yourself? What is the source of yourself? The Vishnu, Krishna, mama ivaṃsa jīva. So ultimately I love God. But there are so many impediments, I have forgotten. I am thinking sometimes to love my body, my mind, like that. But real love is because I am a spirit soul. Therefore I love myself. And why I love myself? Because it is part and parcel of Vishnu. Therefore ultimately you love Vishnu. But we have forgotten it. In relationship with Vishnu, we have learned to love, not love, that is our lust. Real love is with Vishnu. Because by nature there is love. Just like the child, it loves the mother. And in the absence of the mother, he cries. And when the mother comes, he becomes satisfied. So our real love is for Krishna, but that we have forgot. And we are offered, why you are crying, you take this, you take this, you take this. No, nothing will satisfy us unless we again come back to love our original source of life. Just like Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj was thinking of becoming happy by getting a great kingdom, and ultimately when he met the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he found the object of love. He said, Shami in Kitartosmi Varangana Jaj. No, I don't want anything. I have got one. Everything. I have seen you. Jangalam dha cha parangala bhanga mannate inadhikam tataha. If you get Krishna, Krishna and Vishnu, the same thing, then you become satisfied. Otherwise there is no possibility of satisfaction. That is not possible. Simply, when you get Krishna, Krishna and Krishna's service is the same. It is not Mayava that we get Krishna and we become one with him. Then, that is not satisfaction. That is not satisfaction. When Dhruva Maharaj saw Vishnu, he did not say, now let me become one with him. No. He says, Samin Kritathosmi, Varangnath. There is Sami, the master. And the servant is feeling full satisfaction by seeing the master. This is real satisfaction. Not that stop our relation. Not that the child is crying and praying to the mother, Mother, you push me within your belly, we become one. No, it is crying for the love exchange of mother. Mother, give me your breast milk, I will be satisfied. So, there is no question of oneness. This oneness is false. There must be separate existence, then there is satisfaction. A friend loves his friend, and the other friend exchanges love, that is satisfaction. Not that you are my friend and I am your friend, let us become one. That is not possible, and that is not satisfaction. Therefore, those who are Mayavadis, to become one with the Supreme, they do not know what is satisfaction really. Artificially, they try to become one. That is not satisfaction. Jannera vindakha vimukta manina tayyastra bhavad abhisuddha buddha. The Mayavadi thinks that now I have realized Brahma, I am Brahma, spirit soul. So, I will become one with the Supreme Spirit Soul as soon as this body is finished. Gatapas, patakas, it is said. But that is not real satisfaction. Janneva vimuktamana. They think, now I am liberated. I am one with the Supreme. But actually, he is artificially thinking that. Janneva vindakha vimuktamana. Tai astabhavak abhisuddha buddha. Because they have no right information how to become satisfied fully. Therefore, they are abhisuddha buddhaya. Their intelligence is not yet pure. It is impure. Again material. Āruccha-kṛcchena paraṅa-padaṅa-tathaha-patanti-yadha-anādhita-rasmadaṅga. Therefore, you find the Mahāvādī sannyāsīs. They come again to serve humanity, to serve animals, to serve this, that, country, society. This is Mahāvādī. In Abhisuddha Buddha, he could not stay in the exalted post of being servitor and the sat, the Supreme Lord is sat, and you are servant, because we could not get to that position. Therefore, my position is to serve. I did not like to serve Krishna, I wanted to become one with him. Therefore, my position is not clear. Therefore, instead of serving Krishna, I come back again to serve humanity, communities, nation, and so on, so on. This service cannot be rejected. But because Abhisuddha Buddhaya, not properly trained up, still he is unclean state of mind, instead of serving Krishna, because he is hankering after giving service, but being nirākār, nirviśeṣa, without Krishna, then where he will serve? The serving spirit, how it will be utilized? Therefore they come back again. Country, society, once they give up, Brahma, Sattva, Jagan, Mithya, these are all Mithya. But they do not know that actually giving service is real blissful life. That they do not know. Arujya kuchena paranga padanga tatha patanti yadha. Therefore they fall down. Again material activities. So these things happen on account of not clear conception of life. That is Prahlāda's power. Therefore, the clear conception of life, how to serve God, Krishna, that is called Bhagavad Dharma, this should be taught to the children. Otherwise, when he is engaged in so many nonsense service, it will be very difficult to drag him from this false engagement and again establish him to the Krishna service. So when we are children, we are not polluted, we should be trained up in Bhagavad Dharma. That is Prahlāda Maharaja's subject matter. Kaumāro āchareṣu prājñā dharmāna bhāgavatānya durravangamār. We are serving. The birds are serving. They have got a small kiddie, children. They are picking up food and working very hard and bringing it in the mouth. And the small kiddies, they are chanting, "Mother, mother, give me," and eating. There is service. There is a don't think that anyone is without service. Everyone is. A man is working hard day and night. Why? To give service to the family, to the children, to the wife. The service is going on. But he does not know where to give service. Therefore Krishna says, "Sarva dharmān parityajya māmi tanga." Give me service. He'll be happy. This is the Śrīla-dhārma, Bhāgavata. Thank you very much.